Now it's 8:39, Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, watching northbound 15 start to clear out already. A little bit of slowing remains right before the 106 South exit, and it's pretty heavy the whole way from 215 into downtown, so that might take, instead of 10 minutes, that might take you in the neighborhood of 13, 14 minutes. We do have delays along 215 South side. The construction's been really bothersome this morning for drivers trying to go between 20th East and I-215's East Belt and Bangor Highway. Been better than usual, but that one stretch before 5400 South in Taylorsville still having troubles, Eric.
And it looks like we've got some eastbound slowing on I-80 right at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Maybe that's Yeah, that actually could have something to do with the delays that you have on Foothill Drive, too. It could stem from that. You've got some northbound slowing in that direction towards the University of Utah. Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15, except for a little bit of slowing just past Lehigh's Main Street. Heather?
Looks like we're mostly back to freeway speed. Southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. Just a few brake lights popping up from time to time in the Kaysville area and also around Warm Springs Road in Salt Lake City. No real delays on US 89, but the city streets in Ogden getting very busy, especially Harrison Boulevard. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your Blue Tag Bonus Tag Sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.